Hey, it's the Steven Universe Podcast. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, excited to bring you another behind-the-scenes look, this time at the brand-new episode, Kevin Party. Writers Ben Levin and Matt Burnett join me now. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So this episode is pretty fun. One of the moments I noticed that right at the beginning was Kevin has a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about, like, what does that mean for him? Why does he have a BlackBerry, you know? Was that something that you guys decided on?
Yeah, Kevin having a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Did he have it earlier in...
I don't know.
Yeah, in terms of the canon, yeah, he's always had a BlackBerry, baby. He just likes that tactile click. And yeah, he just stuck with it, you know? He's not a conformist.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh, so that's what it is.
He's got to stand out.
It's like an edgy thing.
I think he just likes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it just seems so funny because when I think of BlackBerry, I think of like business emailing.
He's got his own business he's up to, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
You know, I wonder if like, because he's come from a rich family. Maybe yeah. They got a bunch of BlackBerries laying around in the house.
Right.
I was going to say, it's a different one every time you see it. He uses it once.
Yeah.
They're disposable. They're burner BlackBerries.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He just throws it in the pool.
Yeah.
I got you. I remember one of the other funny things in this episode was that there was like a Clarence reference right at the beginning where Steven's talking to him. He's like, oh, your name is Steven? I thought it was Clarence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think they've ever like really met. So, and I think the funniest way you can dismiss a person is by not knowing their name after you've like shared episodes of a television show with them. So.
Right. It's funny because I think a lot of people probably do mistake them too.
Rebecca says it was Lewis. He calls him first.
Oh, yeah. You changed it.
Rebecca changed it to Clarence.
Nice. It was a funny thing. I liked it.
Yeah. Super funny.
One thing also that was interesting to me was that Lion was really mad too. Like, he was mad at Steven the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is, even since, like, you know, we got back to Earth after the whole arc where he was in space and everything, mm-hmm. Lion's just as mad, or even, he looks angrier than Connie. Like, he looks like he never wants to talk to Steven again, you know?
Yeah.
So why is that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's hard to read, but he's got feelings too, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Lion's there, he's got his purpose, he's clearly been looking out for Steven, and then for Steven to do what he did and kind of put himself at risk, it's just like, Lion's like, come on, man, like, I'm over here busting my furry butt to keep you on the right track. And you just jump on a ship and take off into space. Fine, whatever, buddy. I'm out. I got other things to do. I don't need this, but he does.
I mean, yeah, he kind of does his own thing in general. So I thought that was funny. Another thing is that we talk a little bit. There's some hints about Kevin having like an ex, Sabina.
Oh yeah.
Is there some drama? Is there some backstory there?
Oh, yeah. Kevin's got lots of backstory.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Kevin, you don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it could turn out to be like his little brother. There is no Sabina. It's some long con. Yeah, but I think Hillary.
Sabina's real.
Sabina is real. I don't want to undermine
that. I mean,
that.
Like, this attitude comes from somewhere. You know, like, there's some root to the pain and the reason he outputs this image of himself. It's like the funnest thing to do with those characters who are so cocky and so arrogant is to show a little crack in there and be like, to show, like, wait a second, something happened to you? Forget it. I don't want to talk about it. You know,
yeah.
The most fun thing to do ever. With Kevin.
Kevin redemption arc.
Yeah.
When's it going to happen?
Kevin redemption arc. I don't think so.
I've had some absolutely bonkers pitches for Kevin stuff that is never going to happen. I don't know.
Kevin keeps up a wall, but you know there's something behind it.
I think the thing about Kevin is we always see him being a jerk to Steven, but I feel like he's not good with Stefani either, but I don't know. I feel like there's a part of him that's like, I feel like he's very polite if you bring him around to like your parents' house. He'll be like, oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Burnett. Oh, this dinner looks great. Like, oh my gosh, you made this casserole? Like, he's a smooth operator. And I feel like Sabina, like, she saw through it, man, you know? He let her in.
Right.
He let her in.
Did we talk about that moment and say anything when we were writing this or ever? There's a part in that movie, Say Anything, where Jeremy Piven's just like, I loved a girl once. She broke my heart. never gonna let that happen again.
And, like, he's never gonna happen.
And it's the only, because the whole movie he's just like a party dude, and then he has this one moment where he's like, yeah, I was in love. Never again.
That's awesome.
I love that. That's what this is like.
Yeah, the callback. I think one thing I wanted to ask, and I don't even know, because this is more of a character design thing, but like I remember I saw like these two characters who were sitting there like bobbing their heads, and they looked like you guys.
Yeah.
They looked like they were you. Is that
yeah, Hillary put us in the episode.
Yeah. We finally.
Thank you, Hillary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She put a lot of people in there.
Got you. I was like, it's going to be weird if I ask them if it's them and it's not them, but.
Because the design team had designed a lot of incidental extra characters to look like different parts of the crew. And then mm-hmm. I think Hillary was adding more people from the crew into the background.
Well, what happened is that it had to be a cool party. So they were like, we got to make sure that the extras in this crowd look cool. So they were like, Ben and Matt.
Yeah.
We're not going to put them in. And we were like, please, please put us in. Please, please. We just want to be on this show. Yeah, please, please, God. And then
paid a large sum of money to get that up. It was a big deal.
Got you. All right. Thank you guys so much for talking about this with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.